Section 2, The Art of Forgiveness. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you, Colossians 3:13. For they know not. In Acts 6 and 7, we read about the first martyr of the early church. His name was Stephen, and he was a man full of faith. But living with such blatant devotion in ancient times was controversial and dangerous. The Jewish leaders didn't appreciate Stephen's message. He fully supported Jesus Christ as the long-awaited Messiah and determined in his heart to fulfill the Great Commission, a decision that made him an easy target. Stephen's convictions challenged the Jewish leaders' belief system and threatened their long-standing power over the church. The ancient leaders conspired to dispose of Stephen. They stirred up the people by feeding them false testimonies. In the face of adversity, Stephen's faith was unwavering. He stood firm on his beliefs and boldly defended the truth. One day, an angry crowd gathered around Stephen in hostile confrontation. He did not rescind. In this critical moment of Stephen's life, he stood firm. And while the angry events surrounding Stephen climaxed, something amazing happened. The heavens rolled away like a scroll, revealing a Savior standing to his feet as he watched the events surrounding his faithful servant unfold. Stephen, so captivated by the vision before him, lost sight of the impending danger around him. He proclaimed, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." His words outraged the angry crowd. They violently charged at him, forcing him to the outer fringes of the city. They surrounded him, each with stones in hand. No one knows how long Stephen suffered as jagged pieces of the earth were hurled at his tender flesh. But it is certain that being stoned to death was a torturous, barbaric way to die. Stephen became the first in a long line of men and women who would give their very lives to boldly defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. Before Stephen passed from this life into eternity, he uttered these words, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." Stephen's final utterance is evidence that he captured the very heart of Jesus Christ. His words are reminiscent of Jesus' words on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Oh, if all of mankind would embody the very heart of Jesus, what a precious offering we would give our glorious King. Stephen's response displayed the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. Though he was slain by ruthless murderers, Stephen humbly asked God to pardon their sins. Even the most brutal human act could not shackle his liberated heart. Forgiveness is the practice of pardon. It is refusing to wrap mental arms around human offense. It is the discipline of releasing the ignorance of others into the capable hands of the only one able to right human wrongs. A heart that forgives is overtaken by God's grace and mercy. The forgiver, so captivated by heaven, feels little impact by the earth's sting. The gateway to God's healing is found on the humble road of pardon. On that tragic day so many years ago, forgiveness was precisely what another man in the angry crowd desperately needed. While Stephen was being stoned to death, Saul was standing on the sidelines watching, offering his ignorant stamp of approval on the day's event. Unbeknownst to him, the very prayer that escaped Stephen's lips before he died would materialize in the next chapter of Saul's life. In our next reading, we will visit another amazing event that happened on the Damascus Road. We will follow the tracks of this man's miraculous life on the journey of self-forgiveness. In the meantime, we will approach today's meditations a little differently. Forgiveness has many questions for you. Have you adopted forgiveness as a lifestyle? Are your expectations of others too high? Are your eyes fixed on heaven, or is your gaze earthbound? Are you determined to fight your own battles, or do you trust your great protector to fight them for you? If you cannot forgive someone who has hurt you for their sake or for your sake, can you forgive them for Jesus' sake? If human beings could see the impact of their sin through heaven's lens, they would surrender every evil act at the feet of Jesus forever. The sad truth is the lost are drowning in a sea of ignorance. It's true that forgiveness is not an easy process. However, forgiveness is a simple decision. Once this God-honoring decision is made, a door opens for miraculous healing to take place. The Lord removes the heavy burdens strapped to his children and mends the broken fences along life's crooked way. May God's grace and mercy flow from his heart into yours, cleansing you and empowering you to love others unconditionally.